It is 6:30 in beautiful Barbados in the Eastern Caribbean. It is now time for the show, Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, as we say good evening to the host, Lashana. Good evening, Lashana.
Hi, good evening. Good evening, everyone, and VOB listeners. Hope you guys are well. So we have a packed show for you today. We're going to be talking to Pylons Creative Workshop about their upcoming production, and then we're going to let you, our callers, talk to us. Let us know how you feel about Shadia Williams being the first female athlete at the Olympic Games. So we have a packed show, and we're going to get right into it. So, guys, we have two ladies in with us today. We have Nadia Mitchell-Gittins and Shelley Durant-Ford from Pylons Creative Workshop. And they're going to be sharing with us about their upcoming production. So, good night, ladies.
Good night. Good night, Barbados.
So, tell us a bit about why you guys decided to be involved with this upcoming production that honors the life and legacy of the late Gwyneth Squires.
Okay, Gwyneth was very, very dear to Pylons. Gwyneth was responsible for us being a part of the whole Cropover Festival. We used to take part in her Junior Kaduma Band and her Grand Kaduma Band every year. So she has been a good friend of Pylons for over 20 or more years. When Gwyneth first came to Barbados, is the Pine that she came to. She was exposed to cricket. You know, she brought a cricket team from Trinidad. And we thought it was fit that, you know, we kept her spirit alive and, you know, give her a really good send off. We are grateful for all that she did for us as an organization and also for us as individuals within the organization. We did it for Junior Kaduma. We celebrated her for Junior Kaduma, so we're now closing it off with this production, Queen of Mass.
Okay. And Nadia, tell us a bit, because both of you guys, so listeners, both of them are choreographers at Pylons Creative Workshop. They are also tutors as well. So tell us a bit about your role in Queen of the Mass.
Well, in Queen of Mass, I have the honor of playing Gwyneth Squires. So, yes, I'm going to portray. Hopefully everybody will see all the elements and bring back some flashbacks of the great Gwyneth Squires. And then I also play acquaintance of Gwyneth. So I have a dual role in the production.
And how is that for you playing the role of Gwyneth? Because that's a big role to play.
Yeah, it is.
Legendary role.
It's true because, well, as Shelley said, we knew Gwyneth on a personal level. So sometimes, you know, flashbacks of some of the interactions we would have had with her on a personal level. So you have to try to compose yourself and just make sure you be true to yourself and be true to the character and make sure that everybody sees Gwyneth again on the stage for the last in our portrayal.
Okay, so tell us, what can people expect? Because you're having a production at Frank Collamer Hall on the 17th of August. So what can persons expect when they come through those doors?
Okay, so it's the 16th, the 17th, and the 18th of August.
See, I was right.
So it's happening 3 nights at Frank Collamer Hall. Mm-hmm. So Barbados, come out, support the organization, you know, and come out and support Gwyneth too. Because she had a very private send-off. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is a good time for you to come out and give your support to her and also to the organization. Within the production, you will see dancing, singing, drama. We have a folk group from St. John. They'll be doing the majority of the singing within the production. They also, it's led by Ronnie, and Ronnie D, and they have a song that they scripted that speaks about Gwyneth and her journey here in Barbados. So Nadia and myself, we're not only choreographers, we are the dramatists within the production. There's a cast of about 100 persons, starting with kids from as young as 4 years old to adults as old as I don't know how much. Much, but to adults old enough. So, you know, we're encouraging Barbados to come out and support this production again, the 16th, 17th, and 18th at Frank Collamer Hall.
Yeah. And you know, I would have interviewed Shelley on the 45th anniversary. She said it was a long time since she's been on stage. So people of Barbados, you need to come out and see Shelley. She acts and she puts her whole body in it. Mm-hmm. But tell me a bit, this production is written by Rodney as well. Mm-hmm. So tell me a bit about how that experience is for you guys as you guys have been stalwarts with the organization over the past 46 years.
Well, for me, I think Rodney and Sophie, She's the producer of the program, of the whole production also. They would have done lots and lots of research, interviewed a lot of persons that would have been close with Gwyneth on a personal level and also on a business level. So lots of research really went into this production. Gwyneth is a private person, but I don't think we had enough time. 2 hours, the production is basically 2 hours. 2 hours is not enough to cram the full story of Gwyneth. So lots of work, lots of research. They spent lots of time really making sure that we at least can tell the pertinent information as it relates to Gwyneth, and that people will be able to reflect and remember those good times and the real impact that Gwyneth made on the national scale, because she really made a big impact on the national scale. So as we said, it is fitting for us to make sure that she doesn't just go along just like that. We make sure that her legacy lives on, mm-hmm. and that, you know, she could be in her final resting place and comfortable that she was acknowledged. Her work really was acknowledged and it was not in vain.
So can you guys share any memories you have of Gwyneth that you'd like the people of Barbados to know about?
I try not to get emotional, Lashana, because I spend a lot of time with Gwyneth. Coming through with Junior Kaduman, I was the person responsible from Pinelands End, and I would go down to the Mascot regularly to, you know, work out the costumes. At the end of that process, she would always have this big grand party for the kids, lots of food, lots of drinks. She really, really enjoyed the relationship with us at Pinelands, and me personally, very, very personal relationship for her. And even within the script, I am playing Miss B in the script, and also playing myself within the script, Shelley, because of the relationship I had with Gwyneth for my wedding. I mean, Gwyneth got so much things that she contributed to my wedding. Me, every day she would call Shelley, come down here, pick up the things. And when you go by Gwyneth, and this is a scene that you would see within the production, Gwyneth comes to you by her window. You don't go through her front door, you don't go through the side door, the back door, you have to go to that window. When you get there, Gwyneth is there by the window, and she hands everything to you through that window. So the drawings for Kiddy Skaduma, when I go to Kalake, through that window. When I bring the money for Kiddy Skaduma, through that window. When she has any costumes or anything to give us, through that window. So within the script, you know, they say the window was a symbol in her life and also in her passing.
And I think that is so important to give these cultural icons the fitting dues that are due to them. And I must say that Pinelands Creative Workshop, in doing this production, I think it's not only honoring her legacy, but also allowing persons who may not know the history of Gwyneth to have that immersive experience, to really see it through the lens of acting, dancing, singing, and so on. And it allows also younger children as well to learn, in playing, you know, a part or a character, to learn about the history of such a cultural icon.
Because that's one of the elements, I would say, of the production. As I said, lots of history and research went into the production. But in terms of the information that you will gather, so it's not just to come and be entertained and laugh, but persons will also hear lots of information about Gwyneth that they may not have known, they may have forgotten, or they may not just be aware of, in terms of looking at her through many different lenses and through many different scopes. As the individual, Gwyneth Squire is not just the queen of masks, but Gwyneth Squire is the person also.
No, you see, you have on know your culture, know yourself. Is and I like that, by the way, is that why it's important to share stories and messages like this? And what is the deeper meaning or reason you would like the public to take away, besides a great show, and know, besides trying to get to know Gwyneth, is there any other reason why you all find it fitting to bring stories like this to the public? How does it help? Because you know, Pinelands, it gotta be something that stories like this can help the community, can help society. So just getting into the business a little deeper.
That's right. Well, we do multimedia productions every year.
Right, correct.
And we don't only do productions for comedy.
Right.
We do productions to educate the public.
Yes.
I remember how many years ago, about 20 some years ago, we did a production called Snakes and Grasshoppers. And it focused on HIV and AIDS in Barbados.
Right.
I was
a deeper message.
So we look at issues and use the social and the theatrical to teach and educate the public about the issues. And this is very, 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 very important. Mm-hmm. And also we want to use the stage to encourage the public to get the young people involved, even if they're not involved in Pinelands. There's a whole set of other organizations, because they say either hands find work to do. And if they're involved in the organization, you know, they're busy. And I tell you, mm-hmm. we always say Pinelands creative. You see that work? Mm-hmm. That work is in capital letters. Mm-hmm. Workshop. I mean, it's so much to do. We wear many hats at Pinelands Creative Workshop. I'm the financial officer at Pinelands Creative Workshop. Mm-hmm. I'm a choreographer. You don't have one role within the organization, and that's what we're doing with the young people. We're trying to train them, educate them, prepare them out there for what's going on in the world today, so they don't get sidetracked. I mean, all the time, you're not going to be able to save all, but who we can save, we'll be grateful that we can save them. So Barbados, we need you to get your young people involved in cultural groups like Pinelands Creative Workshop. Get them busy.
No, I salute that message. Shout out to everybody on the outside, locked on. Big up to Baba, the lights locked on, and all you staying the locked on and loving it. We was just having this conversation in person. They're just coming from all these things, and we were having this conversation the whole, and I guess I can answer all to expound. How the arts in general could do so much for educating, and I'm so glad you bring it to that point. You said teaching things like history, teaching parts of history, mm-hmm. you know, teaching things like morals and values. You said you could use all the arts, from dance to music to drama, mm-hmm. to teach certain things. Why do we learn so easy through the arts, but we are so reluctant to accept it? Because for me, if I sing and I count things, you should learn to count easy. So if I sing my tables and I count things, if I say the ABC, you know what I mean? Instead of saying A, B, C, you know, A, B, C, D, D, easy to learn like that.
Socialization, you
know what I
mean? Though.
Yeah, so like, why is it so easy to learn like that, but we still frowned upon it, we still so reluctant to accept it. But not we and the public, because you know the public is going for sure, especially if we'll be country. But still on a bigger scale, we don't see this we don't see this teaching as important as we should.
As I was saying, for me it's socialization. How you're socialized it makes a long term impact on you in terms of your life. If you have a parent that is involved in the arts, your way of thinking is so much different than
a good point.
Yeah, it's so much different, because being in the arts is not just a physical thing, it is mental. So indirectly you learn how to time manage, because we have persons that are at primary school, secondary school, and tertiary.
And you say indirectly, so that's saying you learn straight off about time management.
Correct. Yeah, so when you know you have dancing, let's say you have rehearsals at 6 o'clock, mm-hmm. but you have homework to do. You have to now be able to devise a plan in terms of how I'm going to manage my time, get home from school. Even if I do this amount, finish, and in between rehearsal space when I'm not on stage, then I do two more songs, and then I get on the stage and stuff like that. So indirectly, you learn life lessons in the arts. Mm-hmm. So when you hear it, when you see it in a book, to me, it is, unless you are a real academic, mm-hmm. it seems like a chore. Seems like something I have to learn. But when you learn it practically now, indirectly you don't know that you're learning how to balance your time. Indirectly you don't know that you looking in terms of dealing your physical health.
You don't know.
You don't know because you're living it.
Yeah.
So until somebody say,
you don't see it now, it just
saying. Because it becomes the norm. It becomes the norm. So the arts to me, people just see it as something for entertainment or stuff like that. If people really break it down, really, really break it down. In terms of, for me, the arts, for me, I would always say was my stability, something that allowed me to remain
stable.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because depends on your home environment. Then you have so much things that you encounter and see, and what depends on where you live also, you encounter so many things. But then you have the arts that you have it as an idiom for you then to remain focused. Mm-hmm. For you, we have an outlet then now that you can express yourself. Mental health is now a topic that seems so fresh, but we've been dealing with mental health challenges for the longest time.
That's a fact.
The arts is a way now for you to release. For me, that was my saving ground. If I felt stressed out, I would come to rehearsals. And when I come to rehearsals, I dance until I'm sweating. And by the time I leave rehearsals, I didn't remember all of them issues I come there with.
My friend had a Lashana, Shelly, that's a deep topic. Yeah.
Very.
You know what I mean? I know we speaking about it callously, right? But that is a deep topic. May you say, and may you mention, what will ring off my head, may you mention stability, right? Like that is so important to some people, and some people don't have that, and some people may not even know that the arts bring you that. And when you can say that brings you stability, which in fact will probably bring you calmness and a sense of peace. Mm-hmm. But then when you say you could use art as an excuse to pour out, you know, you dance and let it all out, you forget, you know, like that's a big thing, and it's evident. Well, for me, let me say this for Sluggy, it's evident that we need that. In whatever form, that's way glad when you say, when you mention, if it ain't playlines, you don't care.
Yeah.
Like, and like for me, like God salute you for that. When you stay so on air, at least to like get used in something.
Just get involved.
If it ain't playlines, it ain't care. You know, you're biased. You biased to the cause, not
correct.
The specific.
To the cause.
And that's deep. But it wasn't even studying it on that level when you mentioned stability. That point.
Because if you look at it too, how we try to live in playlines, you know. Every family have their own dynamics.
True.
But we also try to, it doesn't always have to be physical. Sometimes when you come to dancing, we have so many different people with so many different issues.
Mm-hmm.
But when you come to dancing, now somebody can be there that can console you. Sometimes you just can be sitting there, somebody can say what happened. Sometimes you can say when you're hungry, somebody.
So
it's just bigger than dance. It's a family, it's a unit. So we looking out for you in terms of the whole person. So we ain't just looking at this physical output. We're looking in terms of dealing with this person as an individual. How can we help this person as a indirectly it adds stability. Yeah. Even if you come dancing, sometimes you will have people come to rehearsals that don't even have rehearsals, but when they just come in as a safe haven. You can imagine now, you just come in to be in a space where you feel safe, where you could just relate to somebody, or somebody can just sit there and you could just vent for hours. So, yeah, the arts is really an institution. It's cultural. But let me just say, I can be biased now. Cultural institutions are institutions where you can really release yourself as an individual is important for young people. But all people, but young people is really the focus, God. That's the legacy.
When she mentioned CSPS, she saw you shake your head. You find that for a lot of your youth, your organization or organizations alike, is indeed a safe space, and if so, how important it is for young people to have that safe space. Because she ain't even say like you're dancing good, she ain't even say like this body can move good. She mentioned a safe space, which means it's gotta be something of vital importance. You get me?
Yeah, I was shaking my head because I know where me and Nadia came from.
Ah.
We grew up in the pine as well, and we had our challenges.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, when, as she said, when we go back to dancing, it was like everything disappeared. And I think the importance of that too was strong leaders.
Mm-hmm.
We were not raised by women in the organization. We were raised by men.
Mm-hmm.
Rodney, Parks, Derek.
Mm-hmm.
Ife. Strong men.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, we fear our parents to a certain extent. We said if we went somewhere and something happened, we would be scared if it got bad to Pinelands. That's how we felt about Pinelands.
When she was speaking, I was thinking about development, right?
Mm-hmm.
Having that had to contribute to development of a person is somehow.
Correct.
When you thinking like that, you thinking you and you want them hear this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that had a help towards your development as a person somehow.
And the training and stuff that was passed on then, which is also still no passed on to our youth today.
Mm-hmm.
We did so much coming down in Pinelands. I sometimes stop and think, well, if Pinelands was removed from my life, where would I be?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if I would be so successful today if I did not have that grounding from Pinelands.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of us came up with our parents, were there, but they didn't know a lot. You understand? Right. So having that
which is understandable.
Which is understandable.
As a parent myself, when they first got my children, they didn't know anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's understandable.
So having that intervention from Pinelands, and you know, they're setting us on a path, had a good day and learned computer training.
Mm-hmm.
We had to learn life skills. We had to learn CPR. I mean, we were busy young. As youth.
A days from young.
I started teaching in Pinelands from about 13 or 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Rodney sat down and taught us choreography. I mean, in a room.
So straight away from that age, you had to be a leader.
I
because
was
if you're teaching, you got to lead.
Yes.
You got a choice whether you want to or not.
Yeah, so like you just said it's important. You didn't have any choice. Rodney and then will come and say, I don't sign one up for these three courses. And then you can't say.
Well, he asked you. So you say he didn't ask him.
No, he didn't ask him.
Oh, that's true, really for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like, religiously we going.
Yeah, I mean, asking the questions and no. Our parents know will say, are you taking to see a cake bake? I won't go to that. Ronnie and them will come and say, all right, listen, when I, all right, we did. So it was just in a question. It was, that's what it was, and that's what it is.
No, when all that explain the whole holistic approach, Lashana, them show a different study of the arts that the average person might not be studying, but here it is that these two expert tutors, you know, and mentors showing well, these are the things that we study when we deal with the arts. They may mention technique, they may mention the choreography, they mention things that help toward the development. She spoke about time management, then she spoke about stability, then she spoke about having a safe space for the youth, and then she spoke about the youth having an outlet to express themselves, whether they can drum, hit the drum hard, whether she can dance and sweat, you know me, whether it's a boy can sing. Like, she then spoke about having the outlet. All of these things, Lashana, would you say that all these things most definitely contribute to a human being a better human being, more so than the art itself?
How do we
get the public to see that? Because then send me hey for Spain. Obviously they know these things, but the depth of what someone might be studying in their particular business or community group. You know what I mean? It's always amazing what people are really focusing on. And it's clear where Poland's focus is, which is much more than what we see on stage. Because we just seeing the good dancing on stage. Or we can just see the good acting, you know, legendary Gwyneth. That's what I'm studying. That's what I'm
studying. It's way more.
Yeah. I had the opportunity to peek behind the curtain. Shelly and Nadia know that I would have worked with pilots last year. And I had the opportunity to see in fact what is part and parcel of pilots. And it was blown away, you know. Even me just going there to do interviews. By the time I came, everyone was, you all right? You good? You had something to drink? You had some? I was like, huh? Because normally, you know, when you go to jobs, especially as a journalist, you're going in. But it was like, so you want to have something, you want something to eat, you want something to drink. And I found out the children as well, the love that came from the children and the respect, because everybody was uncle, auntie, you know, the things that you would have, for me growing up in the community, you know, you couldn't call anybody by the first name. And that was something that I saw there as well. With the kids, and it was more than just coming to dancing. Like, persons came and they felt as part of a family, as part of a community. And it was so beautiful for me to see, because that's something that I grew up with, where I grew up in a very little small area, you know, in Map Hill, and everybody was auntie, uncle, you know what I mean? Everybody, you spoke to persons, older persons, you had to speak to them for the morning, whether you like it or not. And I found that was the same things that I was seeing.
you saw a lady that had a choice.
Because there were some people in the village that I did not care for. I'll be honest, I did not care for. I thought that they were very, you know.
We all are there, really young. Yeah, we all are there.
They care for them. But when my father said, listen, so-and-so tell me that you don't speak this morning, you feel you and them as friends. And it would be like, all right. And he would tell me, go back and apologize to that woman. You and her right not speaking. You is a child, right? Mm-hmm. And those are the principles that I saw as well. And also the care that came from the tutors to the children as well that are part of Pylons. And the way that they spoke, you know, very articulate, can understand what the mission and vision is. And I think that's so important when you have a brand that's been there for now 40, going on 46 years, that every person that's
46,
a part...
46, sorry?
Yeah. Ooh. Every person that's a part of Pylons understands what the mission is. From the youngest to the oldest, they understand the mission and why they're there, and that they're a part of something bigger than just dancing, singing, and drumming. And that was really, really beautiful to see.
For the salute of Pylons and... 46 years.
We're on our road to 50.
Yeah, like, whoa. Roll it. looking back, I heard when you say that how young you started?
At 11.
And then how young you started teaching. Now, looking back, what Pylons was and what it is now, can you see where you're all going for the future? We all hoping to, because Poland achieve quite a whole lot. To be a whole surname, it may seem easy, right? It may seem like just to stand on and be a whole surname, but dying so to be and to be both, to both have a development program and a whole surname, to be both is hard. And then it's equally hard because you could focus on getting your name out there, but not focusing on development. And for Poland, it sounds like it's both whole. How hard or how easy that is, because it can be easy to get, it can be easy to get lost in your sauce, you don't know. But for it all to be so focused on the main thing and keeping the main thing, how hard or how easy that is?
One thing is the leaders, because once the leaders got the vision, they can pass it down. So, you know, Rodney would have had that role, and then he would have handed that down to Sophie. So it's the leaders. Once you have a strong leadership, then it can trickle down through to all the other persons that have to play the role within the organization. I'm not going to say to you that it has been a easy road, Sluggy. It has not been an easy road.
It just looks so for me watching.
It just looks so. Financially, you know, having to deal with, you know, different things, knowing where you come from. You know, sometimes we're having this show in Frank Comer Hall. Mm-hmm. We usually have our shows in Parkinson School. Mm-hmm. You know, some people would not come to Parkinson School and watch our shows, just because that's where it is. So, you know, sometimes those are things that you still have to deal with.
I never even studied that a challenge. I know think of it because I know you were Parkinson, not true, Ronnie Eastman, right? When you can teach there. And you so right, B. Like, you so right. People will be reluctant.
People will tell you all the time about how good the work is, but they may come at any point.
And people will say this.
I would come if it was someplace else. But if I acknowledge the work.
Everything positive. We're all doing all positive stuff.
Positive things, all, helping young people.
All positive youth, helping the youth. And people will look over our incident free. 46 years, no one dying, nobody getting beat up, never hearing nothing. So all the women will got over 46 years of a good track record. When they're saying that, people will look over all that. And say, nah, because of where it is.
But nevertheless, it's not going to phase us. It didn't phase us then. It's not going to phase us now.
Nope.
We on this road to another 46, 47, 48, 50 years. As I said to you, with strong leadership,
we can
make it through. We're passing down all of these skills to our youth. We have a very, very strong dance arm. Lots of little youths, teenagers. We got a good drum corps. We got some good young men there doing what they have to do education wise, still coming in there drumming on evenings. We have Nathaniel there leading the drummers, a youngster come through Grantley Adams School. We got Zion, Terrell, Caden. You know, we got a whole set of them coming through that we're really proud of them as young men, because you know the group is like 80% women, but we still got bigger those men, those young boys that stayed the course from young till now. So the future for Pointers is still bright. Pointers is not a cultural only organization anymore. We deal with social issues, we deal with education. We have our resource center there where we offer training. Right now we have training going on in QuickBooks, AutoCAD. We're partnering with Hainesville, doing the same thing over there in that community. So it's not only about a dancing group and a culture group, and all of these things are passed on to the members and the people within our community and the surrounding communities. So we're ready to go another 40, 50 years.
No, and so many different persons come from off of Playlands. And over the years, I will see so many different people work with Playlands or work with people that work for Playlands or Playlands, right? And they span so many different careers. It is just incredible. I saw Parks work with so many different young people. And them young people working with other young people. You know what I mean? So you would never think about them come through Playlands. You wouldn't think that because it's so far removed, you understand? But then some people, then they saw that one person. Then they saw Shelly. Actually, do work with Shelly. And then remember Shelly from me, young, coming in. Remember Shelly from working with Playlands. Shelly had so many different young people. And then young people, big known working with other young people, and because it's so far removed, you don't think a Playlands. And what you're telling you about is just what you know, and I ain't know anything about Playlands, but that's what I know from actual people that I know. So it gotta be so much more persons that power should, because like you say, you do much more than just culture. Because you know people that went to do classes with computer, do classes with QuickBooks.
We had a bakery.
Yeah.
We had a driving school. We built houses in Low Burnie. We do consultancies all across the regions.
Yeah.
And this is an institution that have about five full-time employees. Yeah. We have a bicycle project. We sell second-hand bicycles at Pilots.
When I was asking this, right, I didn't want to get to it, but coming from the Raffle Parks, right? When I ever know how legendary when it was in terms of helping me get bicycles, when I ever know the impact? No. Like, I've come from Jackson, right? Mm-hmm. I'm Black Rock, right? So mm-hmm. all my life raised up in Jackson, right? And anything wrong with your bicycle, or you want a bicycle, or your brat can't afford a bicycle, or something.
No brown bicycle.
Mm-hmm. Raise little money. Here we know, tell them when that day is real. You can ask anybody in Jackson, anybody mm-hmm. in Black Rock, anybody in Carrollton Village, because these parks are where you raise up all my life. Like, we just to raise little money and we gain up playlists.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get Santa Ray home.
That's right. Yeah. And if you're short, you can still get Santa Ray home.
I'm telling you, you can get Santa Ray home. You can get Trans Feeling for real. Like, coming up, it'd be like an urban legend. So, you'll not believe it. So, you already raise a little 150.
Mm-hmm.
Cause the bicycle cost $800 or something. So, you can't get a bicycle for the 150, for the $200. You're thinking, so
yeah.
You go up any point, right? And you ride it home. So it's 6 people in block, people not getting that money easy.
Yeah.
You got a bicycle. Mm-hmm. Next week we get another bicycle. then we selling our bicycle for $500. there's real it was always asking you all know how many people wanna help and one thing, you used to see every weekend, we shouldn't do it, but Mexico on the road, you see the boys on the road, boys being boys and really mm-hmm. You're doing all camping.
Yeah.
99% of the time that bicycle's coming from Poland to me. It's always asked, how did that start? Because I don't think that's something I can ever start. When I can't start, that's so, so, but because people can't afford it, but it's unless it comes from
Pointless is the place.
Yeah, how did that start? Me? That's so legendary.
You mean how the bicycle project started?
Yeah, when I put so much bicycles on the road.
I still putting them on the road. Yeah, we usually bring about 2 containers a year. So we
two?
Yeah. 2 containers.
Sell 2 containers of bicycles a year.
The containers carry about 500 bicycles.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know, people them. Always thieving your bicycles too. So sometimes they're gonna come back.
Yeah, you gotta start. Yeah.
But we there to provide.
Yeah, that and there's so much examples, right? Like all so much examples and a blueprint, playing set up that. Other communities could follow.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Indeed.
Because when I heard you talk about the classes or selling the bicycles, then you spoke about they all had a bakery before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's mean they all were also focusing on sustainability.
Sustainability, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess that's why it lasted for 6 years.
And supporting the other cultural entities, those ones that may not bring in that much income, because all the children, everybody volunteer. We go there every day, volunteer. And then Roddy said to me, and Nadia, we are cultural junkies. Because, I mean, we love it. We live it. We love it. And, that's what we got to set examples for those young ones coming up. Because we want that when we go on, that Pinelands is still living on. So we got to make sure those young ones coming up are trained and supported the right way that they can carry on this legacy.
And speaking of legacy, I just want to bring it back to, what we are here.
Mm-hmm.
We are discussing Pilots, but we're also discussing the event that is happening on the 16th, 17th, and 18th at Frank Collamer Hall. Mm-hmm. So once again, tell persons how they can come down, how much is the cost, what is the dress code, should they put on their fancy clothes from Harmony and come down.
You know
what I mean? Put on your Sunday dress, don't wait church that morning, come on down. So tell
us
a bit. I want
to go come out. Let's try to listen, right? Like, let them just come out so I ain't going to crawl on it. Let me, and I love one. But for this one, we really got to come out. Because we hear that. Pilots and just coming, still come out, we put on a show.
Mm-hmm.
Studying so much behind the scenes in terms of development. So Barbados, when they come out, got to support Shauna, Portia, Barbados, kind of being got talent, everything they got in numbers. Shauna can't complain anymore, Holloman, the boy won't come.
Mm-hmm.
Place flood, you know what
bus
I mean?
Spot.
But no, we want to flood.
Frank Collamer Hall.
Good.
on the 16th, the 17th, and the 18th. That's this weekend coming up here. Mm-hmm. You can purchase your tickets on Ticket Links. Anybody from Pinelands Creative Workshop, we are also in Sky Mall on the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th. But once you know somebody from Pinelands, so the cast is a very big cast, I am sure you know somebody from Pinelands. You can get your tickets there. I also want to put in a plug here for our sponsors, Safe Security Inc., Cargo BGI, and Frank Hummel. They have supported the production, and we are really, really, really grateful. Barbados, we are doing this for Gwyneth Squires. Yep. All of those out there in that mask community, the masqueraders, get your teams and come out and support this production. Let we send off her final spirit in a good, good way and show our respect for Gwyneth, because she really, really loved Barbados. She was a Trinidadian, but sometimes when you speak to Gwyneth, she would say she is a Bajan. So let's do it. Let's do it for her and do it for Pinelands too as an organization.
So you heard that, callers and listeners that are listening to my voice, come out on August 16th to 18th at Frank Cullimore Hall for a multimedia presentation that is going to be put on by Pinelands Creative Workshop, and it is called Queen of Mass, a multimedia production scripted and directed by Rodney Grant, celebrating the life and work of cultural icon Gwyneth Squires at Frank Cullimore Hall from 7 p.m. Doors open at 6 p.m. Admission $60 adults, $30 children, and you can get your tickets on Ticket Links or any member of Pinelands Creative Workshop. I'm going to repeat that one more time. So we want you to come to Awake, Queen of the Mass, a multimedia production on August 16th, 17th, and 18th at Frank Cullimore Hall. Doors open 6 p.m. Admission $60 adults, $30 children, and you can get your tickets on Ticket Links. You can also follow Pinelands Creative Workshop on Instagram at PCW Barbados 78 for further information.
And you said in Sky Mall, you said about the 13th and the 14th?
And the 15th.
13th, 14th, 15th, Sky Mall, all day.
Right by, where are we? Close to Diana Dash.
Well, good, yeah, good. Sky Mall 13th, 14th. Sky Mall 13th, 14th, and 15th, and close to Diana Dash. You can't miss them. Gwyneth Squires, legendary. Mm-hmm. Gwyneth Squires in Frank Cullimore Hall. And you can come and sit down in AC.
Yeah.
And lap your foot.
Lap your foot. Put on. It's like you can put on his outfit for Bionic Man shop.
Yeah.
You gotta and see, he coming down.
You gotta see the shows. You see all three. If you can't see three, try to see two.
Yeah. I agree with that. Yeah. I agree with that, Sonny.
If you can't see three, try to see two. Mine is, and for me, the public coming to things like this is encourage other persons for other communities to do it, because there's so many icons, and I'm sure Pinelands would love to praise all, feature all, do plays on all, do shows on all, but there's so many can't do all, and I think that things like this can help encourage other communities, you know, so salute one of the heroes. Gwyneth is someone they all work with a lot, you know what I mean, and it's quite fitting they all salute her. Hopefully other person will see, you know what, I think this is a good thing, you know what I mean? Let me see how we can salute, who we can salute from our community and copy suit. So we got to salute Pinelands for doing this here. Like 16th, 17th.
And 18th.
And 18th, Frank Cullimore Hall, be outside for sure.
Yeah, and speaking of saluting, how many of you all celebrated Shadia Day yesterday?
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, listen, I was home hollering at my TV saying, run girl, run, that you're running for the bus, run. Yeah. And I think that we just have to celebrate her amazing historic achievement. I know that I saw on Instagram the Prime Minister would have given her kudos, but we just want to say that we're so proud of you here at Bajan Rhythm and Rhymes for your outstanding feat, being the first Barbadian woman to run in an Olympic final. And it was an Olympic record final, and she ran very, very well coming out of lane two. So how do you guys feel as cultural practitioners and as cultural artists seeing Shade do such an amazing feat?
Oh man, Nadia was actually getting ready to go Sky Mall to sell some tickets for the same production. And the time, it was like
minutes or two.
We said, nah, boy, we said, you know, then ticket sales have to wait. We sitting down and watching this race, and we did. And as I was saying, you know, to my son and the others in the home, I couldn't care if she come first, second. You see, the fact that she getting that final. The fact that she even gets to the Olympics, we were celebrating her. And as a woman, you understand? We were celebrating her from day one. So I couldn't care less if she had gotten a gold, a bronze, or silver. I think she did well, and it was a good achievement for Barbados. And as you say, historical.
Yeah, because imagine we had athletes in the Olympics, and we still have no national stadium. And I think that needs to be rectified as soon as possible, because if we want to have Olympians winning medals, we need to have a place for them to train. So as my pastor say, all who have ears, let them hear.
Yeah. Shauna, that's a controversial statement, you know. So I didn't know if you want me to go there, because you know we had a stadium before, but that don't mean that we had Olympians before too. So you know, you say A, you gotta say B.
But we had Obadadi.
Yeah, but right, so and we had the stadium. So it's a little bit of both, but my thing is I heard it on international stage. It is one thing, when you see these people achieving, this is a culture that we need to get away from in Barbados. When you see people achieving, when you see those people from beginning, let me say Jamaica, because we know we can use Jamaica as the
benchmark.
The benchmark for everything in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
From the time these people wake up and realize, man, she could run 2 seconds in 1 minute. You understand?
Yeah.
That's when they're focusing on. In Barbados, no. You can run 2 seconds in 1 minute, but then you still got to go and work, and then turn from work, and then go to the stadium then and train. Yeah. If you, for me, for the time you, this is your focus, then we have to change our mindsets. You can have a million stadiums. Mm-hmm. It is a mindset that has to change. The approach to the investment, because that's what the person is, an investment. Mm-hmm. The approach to the investment, and then those results will happen. Yeah, we need a stadium, but then we still have to make sure that the background is set for those persons to see it as an outlet. And that's, again, and run. They say something like at pointless, you aren't just coming to dancing.
Yeah.
Is that you're looking at the holistic person. So when you see the athlete as an investment and look at it as a holistic approach, you will know, well, look, she may not be able to go and work a 9-to-5 job, so we need to make sure that she can have some kind of income, that she can see this as her future, and she can focus on it. So apart from the infrastructure, I think we got to change the mindset first. And then we're going to be tough.
Yeah, mindset is incredibly important. Because very, like when you mentioned the word focus, because, you know, like, it will see, like, we would do projects where we were spending $40 million easy. We were spending $60 million easy, you know what I mean? And for me, because it's follow politics so heavy, and because it's work on radio, you know, you will hear, and you will read the budget, and you will read when the numbers come out, and you will see so many millions spent on so many things, which means we got the money. It's just a matter of what we see as important. You know what I mean? If we see youth development as important, then
as an investment,
then we will spend it. Like, for me, like, the reason why you don't take that excuse is because I got things that you see me do, and I ain't dig name. You know what I mean? Remember, tell people, remember, I live in Black Rock now. Remember, we spent $40 million in the project in Black Rock. $40 million. No, it bears being serious, and I invest no name. You know what I mean? Because spend the money. I just saying, put the money in the youth too, and that project there. That project,
very much so.
Right now, when you pass it, just be bush.
Bush. It's all and bush. More bush.
And they still ain't complaining on 99 vets. They saying spend half of that on the youth. I ain't saying, man, when they spend 40, give the youth 80. And I haven't seen it, God be me. You know what I mean? I ain't got to be there to do with it. You know what I mean? Just do it. It can't be that excuse. It can't be no excuse. And when she say that the mindset got changed, that is so important, because, like, we can throw away a youth if he's not academically inclined, but he can run real good. Suppose he got the potential to break world record. If he can't get a scholarship, we can't just throw him away, because if a youth running in Barbados right and he done school, he done, you know. In a track club supporting him, you know, you're good for a track. When you go to track club in the evening, you don't get no food, no answer, you know.
Correct.
Like, I tell him, like, I have brothers that used to run and have family that used to run and promising, and the ones that will get good, because, you know, you will use your own connections. You know, you will use your family overseas. Like, you got family in Canada and Miami, Franklin in high school, Franklin in secondary school here. Beg my cousin to take my brother, or beg my uncle to take my brother in Canada. You know what I mean? So you know that taken care of, but then everybody ain't got that.
Nope.
Long-term investment is what we need to see it as. When you see the person, are you finished primary school, into secondary school, and when they realize your ability, what more can they do to make you go to the next step? That's the problem. Not because we can spend, as you said, split the $40 million into 20 and spend it on me. But you can spend it on me and then it stop here. So when I start here now and I reach my peak at secondary school, what else are you going to do to ensure that I get to the next level? Hold if you don't have the connections, then you just, we had so many athletes that from not so popular schools that if they had gotten invested in, that we would have, when it got Shadi in the 400, somebody in the 100, somebody in the 2, somebody throwing a javelin. We've got two more like holidays. God damn, it'd be so much celebration.
It's a lot of promise, but we need the mindset to change for real. They know where, and I don't care what anybody anywhere say, they don't know where you could work full time during the day and then come up on the evening and train and being a world class athlete, especially in the sprinting. You can't show me the boy beating Bull, you can't show me the boy beating a Safa Powell, the boy beating Nolas. Again, look plenty when the day come on the evening training. Then, don't work, so it gotta be a full time thing because it's more than just running. But like when you speak about creating things that's sustainable, that's probably what we need to look at when we be looking at supporting the athletes. How can we find ways, you know, and when you spoke about long term investment, that's where we focus should be. And that is a salient point. So you want the right persons either listening or come and hire players?
Yeah.
There's a lot to it though, you know. We're just gonna add in a little piece.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with what you guys are saying, but there's so much to it. Just as I said, I'm gonna add in a small piece. Usain Bolt used to eat ground food.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of ground food. Mm-hmm. Barbados has so much junk food. And most of the youngsters cannot cook.
You're right.
Same thing that I said earlier, socialization.
So, you know, it's like we could put $1 million into it, but if we eat in junk every day, you can't really run fast for too long. So there's so much to it, we could talk for long, though.
Socialization, for sure. That's how we socialize. The Jamaicans socialize as they're eating the ground provisions, and that's what they know. How much children you know that at 6 or 7 know something about eating a yam or anything? We know about we know about potato, English potato, to fry it to get chips. But we know about a little mashed yam and stuff. So it's socialization. Get a hot dog. Get to early morning. Do a hot dog. Boy, anything the hot dogs. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Sending the children off to the school. Have a good day.
Yeah.
But we truly have to understand and look at the fact that a lot of our youth need more outlets to express themselves, and we also need to find the adequate resources to allow our athletes and allow persons who want to be involved in arts and culture and sports to have those opportunities. And I think that we have so many Barbadians that are wealthy beyond measure that can make a difference in these youngsters' lives. And I hope that now they see how far we can go with just limited resources, that they would be willing to give some of their wealth to help some of these young
people. Why would they give some of their wealth so that they can't live as comfortably as they're doing now?
I said some, not all.
It's a difficult situation we're in, LaShawna, you know. I heard Richard Haynes mention something on Brass Tacks Sunday last week. He was talking about crop over, and he said when he got into crop over 25 years ago, you could get investment a lot easier and support and sponsorship from the private sector. Unfortunately, no. Well, as he said back then, a lot of companies were owned by Barbadians.
Yeah.
So they saw something in crop over that they wanted to invest in to keep it, right? Nowadays, a lot of companies in Barbados are not owned by Barbadians.
Correct.
So as he said, they're concentrated on the numbers on the spreadsheet. That's not only companies. That's a lot of rich people, too. So, you know, people, a lot of people do not want their comfort level disturbed. As you said, there's so many rich people out there, LaShawna. Why are things like this, then?
I think it's the way that it's marketed and packaged. And we were having this conversation as it pertains to the 50 years of crop over. And I know a lot of persons have their feelings on how 50 years could have been better, etc. But I think it's how it's packaged, because when you package something as a carnival, or you package it as come and see Rihanna and, you know, Aria Star gonna be here, so come. You know, it's different if you explain the history and the culture and the legacy of what something is. And I think a lot of times persons are willing to go into their pockets, but they may not understand what they're supporting. And the impetus is on us to ensure that they understand clearly what it is they're supporting, why it's of importance to them, and how it can make a difference moving forward. And unfortunately, unless they understand that, the checkbook is closed.
We encountered some of these same challenges this year trying to do our Kitties Kunuma in terms of sponsorship. And it was really stressful. Now, Pinellas is surrounded by many, many businesses, but we had stress in terms of trying to get sponsorship. And one of the things that we kept hearing was, we don't support that kind of things, basically. Now, you know the problem with it? As LaShawna was saying, is marketing. So the problem now Kitties Kunuma is facing is because of how Crop Over is marketed. When you turn on Instagram, I was on Instagram to mostly like last year. I didn't understand the importance of it. But anyhow, from the time I opened my Instagram page, sorry to say, the first thing that I see is a bumper shaking. First thing.
Yep.
When you see the Crop Over costumes this year, just breasts, bumpers, vaginas. I'm very sorry for saying it like that. Everything was just skimpy.
Exposure.
You only gotta be sorry, that's the truth.
And that's what you're selling. Now that's the difference between Gwen and Squires. Now we're going back. See how everything full circle. What she wanted to do was to conserve the legacy and the whole thing of playing mass.
The art of playing mass.
I don't need to show you my breasts and for me to display my costume. Why? That's the same thing as saying for me to show you that I shape good, I need to wear something skimpy. If you shape good, I'm going to see it. If something is an art form, you have to try to sell and you have to try to live up. We are a festival. That's the problem. People are now trying to sell us as a carnival.
Correct.
We are not a carnival. Crop Over has a history. And when we get back to understanding the importance of this festival we have,
correct,
we will put aside this carnival effect that we're trying to push. Because there's no shortage of carnivals.
Correct.
There's no shortage of carnivals. But what makes you different? What makes Barbados different? That's what we need to understand. Yeah. And then when we understand that, then the rich people that live here will understand it, where they could invest. You don't need to come and invest $1 million.
We get caught up on wanting to be the best.
Correct.
It's the same thing with Shadow Williams, you know. We want to be the best. We want to come first. Everybody can be the best and everybody can be first. It's like saying Barbados is the most beautiful island in the world. That's a relative statement relative to you. Somebody living in Bali, in Indonesia, they're going to say the same thing about their island. So we got to come off of our high horses and stop trying to be the best and try to be us and try to be authentic. And I think it would attract a lot more people.
The best that we can be.
Exactly.
Yeah, because coming first, second or third in something doesn't always... People came... I usually say this as a thing. You will watch America's Top Idol or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Anyway, you had people that did not win, that went on to be more successful than the winners.
Correct.
You understand? And in this soup, because you came first, you understand?
That's a good point, because Jennifer Hudson won an Oscar, a Grammy Award, and Fantasia is who wins she here.
Correct. You understand it.
So once you stop
looking past this, what we call as this benchmark, once you see.
And look at what's unique about you.
Correct. Yeah. And that is what then, if Barbados, if we get that correct, and as I said, we going full circle, that's what Gwyneth wanted to, and that's one of the things in the production that she wanted to ensure that the tradition of mass lives on. Now this woman is a Trinidadian. She know what carnival is and she knows skimpy, but then she would also know the art is what she needed to keep alive. And that's what, once we know what we need to do to make Barbados the best Barbados it could be, anybody else that could touch us, you know, we're going to be the best that we can be. You don't have to be in the common entrance. You don't have to be a person that passed to Harrison College. You could pass to Grantley Adams, which we would consider low school, right? But you know what it is? You passed, though. That was your best. So once I acknowledge your best, Shadia went in there and she ran personal best. as an achievement. People that came and ran first and second or whatever, they've been doing it a long time. She has made a mark by her personal best, by doing what she can.
She got to build on.
Now she has something to build. And the problem is that some of them can peak. Because you expect it to come first, so I think, you know.
Yeah.
So you under fresh pressure. She ain't under that pressure. She now has something to build on.
Yeah, that's running she rare.
Yeah, she just running she rare. She just doing Sade. And that to me was one of the things that really made me feel really good yesterday when I saw her running. I saw her running. They track back because they like athletics and they track back to seeing she had CP and they say, hey, boy. Yep. This girl doing she thing. Mm-hmm. So she did her best. And salutes to you, Shadi. Salutes to you. Full thousand, not even 100. Respect.
And I think what was also great to watch, when I was watching it on Sports Mats, all of the commentators were speaking about lane two. They were speaking about how, you know, she has the country on her back. She has created history and so on. And even though of the placement, the PR that was done was speaking about Barbados, speaking about her humble beginnings. There was interviews with her mother and stuff on Nation, etc. And you must say kudos to the mom for seeing that talent and looking to reinforce that talent as best she could. Yeah. And I think that she must be commended well. But I would hope that, you know, Sade Day becomes a day.
I just can't get lost in the results that you're seeing in front here. Like, I don't think that we really focusing on what Sade really do, you know, because she was so good for so long, you know, and we'd expect it. But then we really sit down and study, you know, like we had Amanda, the Oxley sisters, you know, and then you had some good girls, some good quarter mothers and long distance runners from Parkinson, especially.
Janelle Innes,
who used to break records. And then you had men from US, men from Grant Adams, men used to break records, cross country records.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had Bilam Luby, and then we had Corey Hippolyte, you know what I mean? And so many promising. So many promising athletes, and correct. then you study
in
that
my time,
Shannon.
You had the twins, you had Fabian and Kimar Narbrough.
Right. And then study how many good female athletes we had. You know what I mean? Like, we had
Akilah Jones.
Yes, we had. Kudos. I mean, Akilah Jones is still young. Akilah Jones is around Sade.
Yeah.
Akilah Jones is around Sade.
And she's also Olympian, so kudos to her as well.
And then we started to know that Sade, you know, is the first ever Belgian lady to run in a track and
track meet finals. Olympic record finals. I think people need to put that there.
And being the first ever dog, nine names, that's gloss over carelessly because we had so many wonderful things. We had a 400-meter runner who used to do good at CSC and all that chemistry. You know,
don't forget Andrea Blackett.
That
400-meter hurdles.
Right, are you starting
that study? That's what call her name.
Yeah, Andrea Blackett.
Swimmer.
Leah Martindale.
Yeah. But Leah met the finals.
Yes.
She also did in swimming and
placed fifth, I believe.
And you see, Leah is another name that we don't really see a lot.
She's gone on to do so many things.
But she was the first ever Lashana, and she's the first ever female, right? And we just gloss over her too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that we don't.
Because she ain't win.
Yeah.
Right. See that problem.
Right, correct.
Because she ain't win. Yeah. Acknowledge the achievement.
Acknowledge the achievement. Yeah, look, it came in here, Ollie and yourself was having a conversation, then it was saying, like, even for myself, asking myself how many times I shout out Leah Martindale name, you know what I mean? Bang, but then when they really study back, this is me do saying incredible, you know, like from time in memorial, Olympics was around.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Olympics was around before me. And all the good primary, secondary school athletes that come out that was females, that was ladies, that was so good and promising.
Mm-hmm.
Shadi is the first one out of all them great athletes. We had some really great female athletes. We had athletes who used to do the dog at Carifta.
Jade Bailey from Parkinson School.
That
went
was
to the Olympics.
That was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal. It worked all right.
After?
You know what I mean? Yeah. And, but we used to, you know, a lady, you know, pushed through all of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Left Barbados probably because she felt she had to go on Jamaica living, running in Jamaica, but then met the Olympic finals, you know, but still said no, she can represent Barbados. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Look, ain't nothing sweeter for me.
That was
like,
phenomenal.
Yesterday
incredible.
Was like to just see like the Barbados. So you know you see all the American flags.
Can I put nine negative?
But when you see the, when you saw like the name come across the back and the Barbados flag,
in
look,
a, in a finals,
yep. My heart started to feel so
like,
funny.
You're only watching everybody country, no, you're yeah. watching yours.
Because
don't forget, like she would have make it for the Heat. Mm-hmm. And then she would have made it for the semifinals. So Ava like, yeah. alright, she just get there lucky. Yeah. She ran to get where she yeah. is. And then
another sweet thing was over Delhi now. Was also one
the
of
analysts.
The analysts. I mean, like, that was another, yeah. like, big thing.
Yeah.
And I think what was beautiful is seeing, even in the vans, from the van man back down, everybody yeah, yeah, yeah. had on the national colors. Yeah. Everybody is stopping to watch the race, whether to pull over upon the road, mm-hmm. wherever. And I think that, I think that, and I'm going to say it once again, Shadi Day need to be a day. We need to
young,
have a day
yeah, but we got young,
to honor, to honor
young.
Her.
And,
yeah.
and what, for me, she's a young lady, right? She's a young girl.
Mm-hmm.
We got so many positive young people that we can use, be like mm-hmm. that yeah. we can use to show other young girls, like yeah. that's a young lady that we could use to show other young girls what to be like. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We use other young women. You know what I mean? People use Shansia singing Hit and Run and all
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Radio would play Hit and Run every minute from Beijing Radio. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's a song that.
Hmm.
Preaching the worst thing you could ever mm-hmm. do as a human being. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. but it's play upon radio. I play yeah. enough upon page and radio. So we could use young ladies like Shadia too to show yeah. the young girls, listen, that's okay. We ain't judging you if it's an adult. You want to do that when you're an adult? All right, let me. But here's another
way.
Here's an alternative yeah. too.
That we come from a humble background. If you watch even Keela Jones, if you know her history, where
yeah.
she came
yeah.
from,
yeah.
the feats that she would have achieved, if you know Akilah's background,
yeah.
that's another role model, you know. When
she
looked
come from her, boy.
Yeah, yeah. from her background. Yeah. So you yeah. and she achieved. So, you know, just don't, to, as I said, when you show people these things, you show the background where we come, this is where you can go.
That we're saying, yeah. that we're saying, we're all doing, we all started, we mm-hmm. all continue to do is important. Even with the player, even the player with Granif
yeah.
is important because then look the story we just mentioned, the remarkable people. You just mm-hmm. mentioned Akilah's background. That mm-hmm. is sure and a film within itself.
Yeah.
Then you mentioned Shadi, who's more recent, but then Liam Martin there from before. He mentioned Miss
mm-hmm.
Blackett.
Mm-hmm.
These are so many wonderful stories that we could tell, so that we're glad
on stage.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So that mm-hmm. we're glad that you're all mm-hmm. doing something like this for Gwyneth, so we could see, listen, this is what we are capable of within our culture.
I wish yep. it's good if we can do the things when people are alive. It's even better when you could do them when they're alive, when you get your accolades, when you're alive, you could tell yourself, well, yeah, boy, those sleepless nights mm-hmm. was not in vain.
Mm-hmm. No, so,
yeah.
And then yeah. and then the excuse not to either.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Then the excuse not to.
Yeah, so we want to invite all Barbadians,
yeah.
you know, to come out to Awake, Queen of the Mass,
yeah.
a multimedia production mm-hmm. scripted and directed by Rodney Grant, celebrating the life and work of the cultural icon, Gwyneth Squires. And it's going to be happening at Frank Cullimore Hall on the 16th, 17th, and 18th of August 2024. The show starts at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6 p.m. Come out in your fancy attire. Come out is a time to celebrate the life of Gwyneth with your family and friends. The admission is $60 Barbados for adults,
yes.
$30 for children.
Cheap.
And you can get your tickets from Ticket Links or any Pylons Creative Workshop member. So if you see Shelly on the road,
or
ask for tickets. If you see Nadia on the road, ask for tickets. And in Sky Mall next
yeah.
to Deanna Dash,
yeah.
all of you all may know Deanna Dash.
Yes.
Toy shop. It's closer to Brighton.
It's closer to Brighton. So
13,
you see,
14,
when you're going
15.
Back to school shopping, include the $60 for the
yeah,
ticket.
Put that one, so.
For
yeah,
the
yeah.
ticket
mm.
for Queen of the Mass.
Correct.
Awake, Queen of the Mass. That is happening once again on the 16th, 17th, and 18th. And if you want more information, head on to Instagram at PCWBarbados78, and you can get any further information there as well.
Yes, Beijing, Rhythm and Rhyme every single Saturday, 6:30 p.m. Talk to me, Ollie. Talk to me, rapper. Have you got 2 minutes, 3 minutes?
7:40. You got 6 minutes.
Zor bread, man. Shall we get extra
thank
time,
man? So we can do a little piece of the play and I give
you.
Yeah,
time,
yeah, let me go on that. Let me give Beijing a little piece of this thing here so to make them come out. No,
yeah,
for real, right?
Let me go.
Nobody been the scenes. Gwyneth, this is the envelope here. it got in the money for the Junior Kaduma Band and a spreadsheet explaining everything.
So Shelly, tell me how much money in here.
$5,000.
And that's everything?
Gwyneth, don't forget, I had to take out $200 to buy ice and bread for my section.
Oh God, $200 for ice and bread? Well, that's very much bread and ice.
Gwyneth, you sign out, you know. Gwyneth, don't forget, I give you a deposit of $2,000. I would have balanced you $5,200. $5,000 in the envelope. And don't forget, I had to take out $200 to buy bread and ice.
All right, Shelly, we don't have to go down that road. I got you covered. You tell me $5,000 in here and everything on the spreadsheet?
Yes.
All right, I got you covered. Hey, don't forget, I can call you and let you know when the children's party is. I got plenty to eat. I need you to come. All the children have to come to the party.
All right, Gwen, if I bring in all the children, Barbados, right. come out and support this production. We are ready.
We're ready.
We can't wait. All we can see the interaction fairly ready. We can see Granny Finn playing. Granny says you have all that long talk. You know, it's here. Listen, I love it. 16th, 17th, and 18th. Frank. Collamore Hall, 7 p.m. sharp. Mm-hmm. You can go in Sky Mall and get your tickets. The 13th, 14th, and 15th. $60 adults only. $30 children only. Every single body come out. Want to just get a little piece. Want to see how sweet it is already. Sweet. Want to just get a little taste. Listen, hold on. Is it 2 hours?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Want to just get a taste. Imagine coming out for 2 hours. And it's well worth it. And I think supporting what Poland's creative workshop got going on is of vital importance. It's imperative that we support organizations like these so other young people communities, so other young persons can see, listen, this is what we can also do for our community. Despite whatever challenges our community might be facing, something beautiful can still come out of it. And I think we all got to salute Poland's for that. Lashana, today was an incredible conversation, and I'm thankful for it.
So again, we want to tell everyone to come out to Awake, Queen of the Mass, a multimedia production scripted and directed by Rodney Grant, celebrating the life and work of cultural icon Gwyneth Squires at Frank Collamore Hall. Show starts 7 p.m., doors open 6 p.m., admission $60 adults, $30 children. On August 16th, 17th, and 18th, you can get your tickets from Ticket Links, or you could go to Sky Mall close to Brighton's. Brighton's Stationery, and you can purchase your tickets there or any Pylons Creative Workshop member. If you see them, stop them and say you want a ticket for a Queen of the Mass.
Yes. See you there. We can be outside. VOB Country, no one again. Come on, I love it. Ollie, thank you so much for today. Thank you, ladies. You have been incredible, and you must come back when the show finished. And give you a feedback, you know, give you a brief synopsis of how it went in one post.
But you're gonna be there too, so you're gonna tell me.
No, I give me, no, I give me there. I give me there so you can join the conversation.
Correct.
That's what I want you all come back, you know, because the conversation can't stop here. There's so many benefits to doing what you're all doing, and all the benefits going to the youth in the community, which is an incredible thing. So after the show, we want to invite your all ladies to come back after the show and let us know how it went for you and future plans. Once again, on behalf of everybody here, thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.